Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter. Appreciate him behind the board, you know, pushing buttons and making sure this thing all works. It's a beautiful day. It's July 9th, 2022. Some of you may hear this replayed. I know some replay on Sunday our show. Some, you know, have it live and replay it midnight at Monday night, whatever. So if you want to contact us at info, that's info at radiolawtalk.com, info at radiolawtalk.com, and we can respond and appreciate all those of you who send us stuff. Look, don't send stuff and say, hey, this is my copyrighted stuff, because if you send us something, you're implying that you're allowing us to use it. So just know that, and remember, we're not talking about anything that you need to do or go to court with and using Radio Law Talk as a definitive authority. Seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law, and we're not giving you advice. The only thing we're giving you advice about is what to do around your dinner table when the in-laws come over on the holidays and say, you know what, Frederick or Denise or Todd or Cal?
Yep.
You know what? They say, and then the minute you hear the word they say, get ready to counter them with Radio Law Talk says. That's the time you can use us. That's the best time.
Well, Independence Day, just as an example, we're talking about how properly to cook a bratwurst. Do you steam it? Do you char it? Do you barbecue it? If you hear it discussed on Radio Law Talk, use us as a reference, by the way.
Yes, and the answer is you put it on the barbecue.
Grill it.
Grill it. That's the answer. You grill that, baby.
There you go.
Use it when they come. A good bratwurst grilled.
Yeah, and then you have fun popping it.
Or maybe what you can do is you can boil it first, halfway, and then grill it the rest.
Well, it should be steamed. You should steam it first. Okay. In Milwaukee, when I went to broadcasting school, on Friday they had bratwurst nice, and they steamed it in beer and then put it on the grill to give it a little
sounds good.
Yeah, probably,
I wouldn't say a little bit on the grill. I'd say longer on the grill.
Yeah, just put it on there to get it plumped up and get
nice.
The way to go.
Cal, how about you make some bratwurst for us and do that sometime?
Marinate
I would
some
like that.
Tofu and beer and put it on the grill. Crickets.
Tofu.
You know, I saw a guy that put tofu in, it was in a pot, right? And he had the tofu, it was a bigger piece, and he cut a mouth and two eyes holes, and he put it in there as it was bubbling and boiling. Looked like it was talking. The tofu was talking to you. I mean, the things I see that are totally irrelevant doesn't matter.
Fred Penny at 1 o'clock in the morning. What are you watching?
That's the thing of which nightmares are made. Talking tofu.
No. Well, today
Uncle Bill.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no. Did I tell you? Okay, let's say anecdotal that someone showed a picture. It was baseball season, right? We're talking baseball, right?
Yeah.
That is anecdotal.
And there is a picture, and I'm going to describe it, guys, and just raise your hand. I don't want you saying it if you know the answer. It's a picture, and the guy's post says as follows. I doubt very, very few people will know what baseball team these guys are from. And it showed some guys standing kind of in the city in these baseball uniforms. One had a black eye. They're holding bats. They looked like a rough, rough gang. Where? Raise your hand if you know where that was from. Okay, Denise? No?
I don't know, but I would guess.
Okay, but Todd, tell them exactly where that is from. And I nailed it. I said what it was, and I'm like, yep, you nailed it. Who is it?
It's from the movie The Warriors. And it's the baseball gang that was chasing the Warriors to the
city.
That's
exactly right.
Yeah.
Come out to play.
Yes.
That's it. That's the Warriors. So if you ever watch that movie, that is one of the greatest movies, in my opinion, of all time, is The Warriors from the 1970s. And it's about the gangs all get together. Is it New York or Chicago?
It's New York.
And they all get together to have a meeting. And the meeting is, how do we get together, right?
Yeah.
How do we become unified? And there's a problem. And one of these crazy gangs causes a huge rift, and everybody's running for their life. And they've got to get home to their turf and cross a bunch of other gangs' turfs. And one of the turfs they got to cross is a baseball gang. And what they do is they fight and beat people up with their baseball bats. And that's the baseball team they're talking about.
Yeah.
Great. It was a great game. It's all about the Warriors.
I thought you were going to say the California Angels, because they've got in some kind of a beanball war with somebody, haven't they lately?
Seattle. The Angels and the Mariners.
So we're going to talk about Clint Eastwood, diamonds, and Erica Jane, and bankruptcy. That's the issue. Maxwell sentencing discussion. And we're going to talk about a vlogger by the name of Jeff. I think it's Whitlick. I don't know if I should shout him out. His lawsuit, the most interesting case, and what happened and why the lawsuit occurred. And we're going to kind of point you to YouTube and where to go look to see what happened and why this lawsuit occurred. We're going to talk all about that. And then we're going to do a third and final winning case or no case for Fred Penny.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
Fiona's grandpa kicked her out of his place in Bal Harbour, Florida. She was sent there by her parents. Her parents said, go endear yourself to your grandfather. We can't stand you. And maybe if you treat him well, he'll treat you well in the inheritance. She went there for the money. She was a gold digger, no question about it. Fiona has a boyfriend who's in law school. And he said he cannot kick you out of his house. He has a responsibility. You are a tenant. He has custody, and he just can't do that. And Fiona said, well, you're a law school student. Why don't we take him to court? And then maybe we could get our hands on old grandpa's estate before he kicks the big bucket. And the boyfriend could have see if he could hasten the process. So the boyfriend, Jimmy, went to his law escuela, decided to ask around to see if his young girlfriend might have a cause for legal action, because Grandpa threw her out of his house when her parents had sent her there to live as a tenant. Can Grandpa treat her as a tenant? What are his obligations? Mr. Kunin, you go first on this case or no case.
Have you ever heard the phrase, a little bit of knowledge? Knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Oh, you've been reading my law, research material.
A little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. And so any story that starts off with somebody say, well, I went and talked to somebody who was in law school, and they said this should happen, and you immediately go, oh, brother. I'm pretty certain the first thing they tell you in law school is to not practice law without a license, which includes giving legal advice on your limited knowledge. So she was sent to live. How old was she?
She was under legal age. She was 17 in Florida, turned 18 in Florida as an adult. So she's 17. Her parents said, go live with Grandpa. We can't stand having you around.
And Grandpa took her in.
Took her in and said, I've had enough. You got to get out of here, and told her to get out, kicked her out of the house.
Okay.
She said, you can't. You're my guardian. You can't.
And she was under 18 when he said, you're out, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my answer. Right. I'm going to say that this is a case, and she wins because he undertook to care for her when the parents said he accepted that responsibility, and he can't just abrogate it once he takes it, putting in her worst position regardless of what she has done, unless she's violated the law. So I don't think that he could kick her out, and she has a case, she wins.
Interesting.
That's a good one, Todd. Yeah, we're going to get to the family law lawyer next to see what she thinks, and then I get to go last. Luckily, the personal injury lawyer has no idea about this.
Now, here's a surprise to you. We'll take the break time to think about it.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a bit.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up. Right here you hear Denise and Fred's answer to our case or no case scenario. That's after this, right here on Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening.
Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Payment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call me.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk.
It was great. Todd and I, during the break, distracted Denise and talked about other ancillary things, and she's just about ready. We're ready to start. You guys distracted me. I wasn't able to think about the case. It worked, Todd. We did it.
It's always a plan.
It's always the plan. Go ahead, Denise. Cal, just really quick, What's this case about again?
Fiona was not yet an adult in Florida, was sent to her grandfather's house by her parents. They couldn't stand her. She went over there, had a law student boyfriend who said, you know, your grandpa kicked you out of the house. That means you should be able to sue him and get some of his rather hefty estate. What do you think, Louis? So let's
How old was she when she was
17?
17. Yeah.
Which raises an interesting.
Well, he was 23, so it's
so
okay.
If you go to law school, you got to have a 4-year degree, then you go. So it's a 23-year-old dating a 17-year-old.
Well, it's Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Florida. The debtor's haven of the world.
See, there you go.
So I have to agree with Todd, and I just hate it. Because, first of all, tenants do have rights, and Florida's known to have pretty strong tenant rights, and she would be considered a charge and also a tenant, and if he kicked her out without giving proper notice and giving her the proper channels getting her out, then I do think that she has a case and she wins.
Well, it's interesting that you all have so many different approaches on
Fred
this case.
I haven't gone yet.
And Mr. Penny, I'm just going to kick to you. So I'll bet you Fred's take is slightly different here for strategic purposes, if for no other reason.
Okay, so both you guys say that it is
a case.
A case, and that the grandpa has to keep her.
Yes.
And he can sue. I'm saying it's a case, but the girl loses, and he can kick her out because, you know what? Bad children should be sent out sometimes. That's the whole reason. Because it's Florida. Florida. Don't forget, this is Florida. They're going to be able to, it's more conservative, they're going to be able to kick the kid out. So, yes, it's a case, and the girl loses. She can't sue Grandpa for kicking her out.
All right, well, this next sentence will give you a hint as to whether it's a case or no case.
Yes, it's a case.
Fiona runs to court as breathlessly as a newlywed, hoping for Grandpa's thousands of dollars. But the judge asked her some hard questions. First thing he did said was this. Does Grandpa really have custody over you as you're claiming? If so, may I see a judge-signed document that assigns his custody to you? You don't? Well, then you're just living in his home on sufferance, meaning at his pleasure. When it no longer pleasures him to have you there, or he felt he'd suffered enough, he can tell you to leave to go back to your parents. He can send you to boarding school. He can send you to college. He can do any of those things. The only person responsible for putting a roof over your head when you're still a juvenile is your parents. Your grandpa agreed to put a roof over your head, but he didn't say which roof. So therefore, Fiona, you lose.
Yes.
And Grandpa, you win. And that...
The good guy wins, Grandpa.
...is... And Todd's going, this just can't be. He seems shaking his head.
Well, it's because we didn't know where she... As framed was, get out. Not go to any one of those places that has a roof.
Get out, kid. You spoiled kid.
I'm sure he sent her back to her parents' house.
I got 6 points this time, huh?
Wow.
2, 4, 6. I got all of them right.
Okay, so if I come and cook you bratwurst, I'll also bring my grill and I'll cook steaks so we can
last place.
Pay off some of these.
What?
No, Cal's in last place. Yes. You're right there.
That's a surprise.
All right, well, we're having fun. It's a good day for Fred Penny, who wins 6 points and wins all of the case or no cases. Cal, that deserves something from a kitty bump. I'm not sure which one.
Let's see if I can find
there's got to be a good kitty bump that goes along with Frederick Penny. All 3 wins, annihilates his.
Okay, here it is.
How did that happen?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And here's the one for me.
Oh. You're a whiner.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for Case or No Case. Next week, we will have 3 case or no cases, so make sure you join us next week because this is absolutely a blast. Clint Eastwood is my hero. I'm sorry. You just can't, even no matter what you think about his political aspirations or politically how he is, you can't go against Clint Eastwood. And my question is, why would someone go against Clint Eastwood? Because, you know, does that guy ever lose? I mean, he's a winner person, right? And what happened here, this is his second lawsuit that he's brought against people, and he actually has a company on his behalf that I didn't know was called Garapata, who apparently owns part of his likeness, name? Is that right?
They have the rights to his image and likeness outside of movies.
Yeah.
So it happens quite honestly. I mean, Todd can assure this. The fact is that the actors do not want to have to always go to court. They don't want to always have to sue to protect their likeness, and so that people their likeness is not misappropriated by somebody that's trying to earn money. And what happens is that they have and they hire Garapata in this case, and Garapata's probably in the business of doing litigation and maybe controls a lot of different likenesses of different actors and stuff, and so they're used to doing the litigation. That's part of what they do, and you know, so they probably pay him a little bit on the side when they make some money, but they probably do also make a big bunch of the money.
I think that Todd, before I get to you, don't you think, Cal? The minute he found out some people were using his likeness, he said this. What did he say?
Just
tee it up.
Here's what he said.
Go ahead. Make my day.
That's exactly what he said.
They were feeling lucky.
I was going to go with the do you feel lucky pump. Just to get some folks up to speed a little bit, you know when you get on the internet and there's a lot of promo and ads for various things, CBD oil is a big one, and the ads that you see sometimes will appear to have celebrity endorsements. And this lawsuit was about companies using Clint Eastwood's likeness to suggest that Eastwood was an endorser of that product. And he had already won one lawsuit, and then he went into this one. That was the basis of the lawsuit.
And this one was a big one because this one is CBD industry.
Yeah, that's right.
They were using his likeness like he was Marble Man of marijuana.
And he doesn't want to do that. We got 15 seconds left. We'll be back and talk about Maxwell when we come back.
This is Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations and always on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drove by. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech Friday. His body returned to Tokyo today. Abe's attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. A top police official acknowledged that possible security lapses allowed the assassin to fire his weapon. There will be a new leader for Sri Lanka as that country's prime minister steps down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. The major Wall Street indexes notched its third winning week out of the last 14. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Boys are weird. Oh, that's dumb.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Let's talk about two things, Maxwell and R. Kelly. And the reason, as a prosecutor, we were talking about this during the break, Todd Cuter, former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, now works for the public defender's office. Denise Dirks, a superstar family law lawyer, and me, just a lowly personal injury lawyer, the lowest of the lows. But you know what I always say? As soon as someone needs one, they sure have no problem calling me, man. Oh, you don't like it? Oh, we're going to call you, though. That's for sure. That's Fred Penny. Penny
I
associate.
Think Fred's the best.
I think I'm the best, too. I'm self-serving myself right now.
Top nut.
Denise, don't you have one? Did we ever get the Denise one?
No, because they didn't take. There's only one. I have one.
Do you?
We Boys are weird.
That's the only one.
We got to do one that says Denise rocks.
Crickets.
Exactly. Nobody's in favor.
All right. 855 Law Radio. If you want to call in, 855-529-7234. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We are trying to get our Instagram going. It's a long story short, but we got out and we had to redo our password, and the password's under an old phone number we don't have anymore and an email that we can't find, and Instagram's not helping us. We're not able to get into our Instagram at Radio Law Talk. So anyway, we've been trying, so go ahead and send us stuff there, and we may be able to see it, may not. I don't know.
It seems like a social media disaster to me.
Oh, my gosh, what a pain in the butt. But anyway, let's talk about what's going on, Todd, with the Maxwell and R. Kelly.
Well, the similarity between the two is that both were convicted for similar classes of crimes. I want to emphasize, I'm saying the class of crime. The facts are significantly different, but the class of crime is sex trafficking. And they were both convicted. R. Kelly, though, was convicted more along the lines of trafficking for, let's call it, more personal use. He wasn't just a trafficker, but he was a participant in the ultimate act, as alleged, whereas Maxwell was convicted of trafficking minors that other people engage in acts with those minors, as alleged in court and proven. Well, both of them were sentenced this last week, and I remember while sentence was waiting, while we were waiting for the sentences to be imposed, there were a lot of people saying, well, let's see the disparity. What does the woman get sentenced to versus the man? Which, look, I understand it's the same class of crime, but I kind of expected what would happen. Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years, and these are both federal cases, 20 years, so the time that she'll have to do, and she'll get credit for the time she's been in custody pending trial, but essentially in 20 years, you're going to do 17. You do about 85% of it. Assuming my math is correct, that comes out to about 17%, or 17 years.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
R. Kelly, sentenced to 30 years. 3-0, and he'll have to do 80% of that, which, I don't know, let's see.
24 years.
Yeah. So he'll
Were there more victims in R. Kelly's case, too?
There may have been.
Yeah, it seems like there was about four more victims.
But he was wholesale retail. He was buying and selling. I mean, he had more incidents, did he not, Todd? I mean, would that not give him more charges or more crimes?
Well, the thing is that he was more personally involved not only in the trafficking, but also with the acts that... They were trafficking in many instances for his own personal
sexual gratification.
Sexual gratification, if you will.
And truly using someone, right.
Yes, yeah. And coupling that with the allegations that, you know, Aaliyah, the star who died in the plane crash, that previous to that, that he may have married her when she was underage and
falsified records.
Falsified records, and it was just... His activity was, I hesitate to say his activity was worse because...
To the victims, it's all terrible.
It's all terrible. Right. I mean, one act is terrible. And to say his was worse was would be to suggest that hers was less culpable when it wasn't. Hers was really bad, too.
Perhaps it was just more complicated and he was more deeply involved, huh?
But you know, the interesting thing... And I was talking to Denise about this, is so here you've got Maxwell. In the case of R. Kelly, you have the act and you knew who was the recipient of the sex trafficking. In Maxwell, several counts of sex trafficking, and with the exception of the implications toward Prince Andrew, we still don't know the identity of anybody that was the recipient of the sex trafficking.
Except Epstein. Who is dead.
We still don't know and may never know. And I guess the question now is, and speculation as well, is Maxwell going to release names now that she's been convicted? And former prosecutors have said, well, you know, if she wants to maintain her rights on appeal, well, then, yeah, she would not be releasing any names because to do so would be to admit some sort of culpability. And if she won on appeal and was granted a new trial and she released names, it's not like the prosecutor in a new trial would say, well, we can't use those names to, you know, she has, for the appeal purposes, an interest in not releasing the names. And
plus, she wants to stay alive in prison. I'm just thinking of the whole Epstein thing and the speculation that surrounds his demise.
If the sole source of the names at this point is her and nobody else, my personal feeling is we'll never know.
Yeah, I don't see how she can be advantaged by releasing names.
Yeah. I just don't see that happening.
And I know that people are going to say Maxwell's weird, but R. Kelly's really weird.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the bizarre to see what the way he acted and reacted on TV and bringing those young girls on TV. And
the mind control.
Just that. Yeah, and I know they're saying, oh, Maxwell was too, but I think it was even crazier.
Well, R. Kelly, it was the Epstein.
Yes, that's
you know,
right.
R. Kelly was the Epstein, and he was not only involved in the human trafficking, but he was also involved in the acts.
So he was the Maxwell and the Epstein, right? I mean, he was like both of them.
Yes.
It's hard to talk about what goes into the motivations of people to do that kind of stuff. The only thing that I can say with, in my opinion, with relative certainty is that everybody involved in that, at some point in time, ceased to view the minors that were being trafficked as human beings, as people. They were viewed as objects, as chattel, and they stopped viewing them as people, which is just deplorable conduct. And yeah, people can say what they want. Personally, I ain't shedding a tear for
But you know, Todd, that's one of the main when pornography comes up in general, that's one of the main arguments against it is the dehumanization of the sexual person portrayed in those images. They're not a mother, a daughter, a child. They're just a sexual object.
That's true. But, you know, I think that you could say the same thing about any victim of crime. Domestic violence. You really think that the perpetrator of domestic violence is viewing the victim as a person? No, they're so caught up in themselves. Yeah. Yeah. They're not viewing their theft. You're not viewing people as the victims as people. I'm taking your life savings. I'm going to bilk you out. Elder abuse. The same thing. I mean, that is probably a common thread, is not viewing another person as a human being. Mm-hmm. The humanity's gone.
Wow.
So I'll get off my soapbox now.
Humanity. Who is Tom Girardi? Does anybody know?
Yeah, of course. Tom Girardi is the famous attorney from the Aaron Brockovich show. He's the one that got a huge, huge lawsuit and money against PG&E for their poisoning underground water and causing cancer.
Was it PG&E?
Pretty sure it was.
Yes, it was PG&E down in the valley.
And it was a huge case, and he was pretty damn good attorney.
And famous.
Very famous.
Famous.
Yes.
Not that famous.
Oh, yeah, he's more famous than me.
Oh, shoot. What about me?
Anyway, well, maybe not you, Mr. Penn.
After all,
but in any event, he was getting huge cases, you guys.
He knows what his gas mileage was.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. And how much the plane cost.
Yes. Yeah, huge verdicts and cases and huge amounts, right?
Yeah, he had victims from airplane crashes. Victims from, you know, major mass transit problems and really collected a lot of money. And at some point,
but was doing what
this
with it?
Guy was no longer paying the victims.
Wow.
He was taking the money and using it for his own purposes. And it's really sad how many people that he defrauded and that he didn't get caught for a really long time because he had befriended people in the safe bar.
That's one thing you don't
do. Oh, my gosh.
Is the client's money. When you get a personal injury case, that client's money, don't you dare take that money and put it in your pocket. That is the biggest no-no in the world.
So he went to the Michael Avenatti School of Trust Asset Management.
And accounting, yeah.
And accounting.
Yes.
Okay. That's just all I need to know.
Or Michael Avenatti went to Tom Girardi School.
Chicken and egg, right?
Well,
chicken
there's
and egg.
A reason we're talking about it. When we come back, we'll tell you why we're talking about Tom Girardi and the situation with his estranged, or I guess his wife.
Now, this isn't legal advice, but it's something you want to listen to. If you're involved in a legal case, listen to what's coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. You won't want to miss it.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I like the Amber Joseph Valley. Stop whining. Are you serious?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
So anyway, Tom Girardi, Erica Jane is his wife, but she goes by that. See, I just got to shut up and turn this over to the people who know what's going on. Todd and Denise, just talk about it.
Denise knows.
It's about diamond earrings is all I know.
Well, okay, so Tom Girardi, he frauded all these people. And he got older, and as he got older, Erica Jane, his wife, she's really Erica Girardi. Erica Jane is her persona, her singing and dancing persona. And Erica Jane started noticing that he was not quite there. Something was not going on with him, and it was very odd. Around the same time, all these lawsuits started popping up. And they were suing not just him, but they were suing her because Tom Girardi had given her persona, if you will, the Erica Jane persona, a big, huge, like $20 million loan so she could have this singing and dancing career and, you know, keep up her stage act and all of that. So they were trying to get that money back from her. She was married to him for 20 years. It's not a short-term marriage. But what happened is that he frauded all these people, and he was forced into bankruptcy by his creditors, and then he was deemed to be without capacity, and he's been in a hospital for that purpose. And then the trustee in the bankruptcy court now has been going after Erica Jane because virtually everything she has is as a result of her husband, Tom Girardi.
So it's a lot of the client's money.
It is. Yeah. And even though if she was a buyer, a bona fide purchaser, she could cut the fraud off. So let's say she was a bona fide purchaser. She purchased things from Tom Girardi and didn't know about the fraud. Well, trustee couldn't go after her for that. But here she was given gifts from Tom Girardi from the source of money that he had stolen. And so the trustee is going after all of those gifts and basically winning against her. And she's fighting it, but the trustee is winning against her, and she now just lost $1.4 million diamond earrings that went back to the trustee.
That's a lot of bling, right?
It's a lot of bling.
It's like $700,000, $750,000 per earring, the diamond earrings.
Yeah.
And
some jewelers are sitting there going, don't bring them back, don't bring them back. No, no, please don't bring them back, because he got the sale and the commission already. He doesn't want them to come back.
Yeah. Well, and now they're worth a lot more than they were when they were purchased. But the whole point is she tried to argue that she didn't know about the fraud, which she doesn't. Nobody is alleging that she knew about Tom Girardi's fraud. They alleged it initially, but it's been proven that she did not know about his fraud. She was not connected to the law office in any way. And so even though she did not know about his fraud, she was given a gift, and now the trustee is being an Indian giver and getting that back from her.
Yeah, it's interesting here, because wouldn't you love to see this play out? The entire time, it's the estimated worth of the earrings that they're talking about with all of this stuff. So they finally get him back. They take him to the jeweler, puts out the jeweler's loop. Cubic zirconia.
$12.
What? Oh, that would be... Oh, these aren't worth $750,000. They're worth $7.50. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like high school days, right?
Yeah, darn straight.
Well, you know, they've taken a lot from her, a lot of her wardrobe, the house. She lost all the interest in the house. Oh. I mean, it really... And she filed for divorce last year when all this stuff started hitting the fan. So she asked for irreconcilable differences, and she filed the divorce, not, at least this is allegations, she'd filed because he was cheating on her, and it was not and just that he was losing his, you know, his coherency, but that he was actually cheating on her.
He wasn't using the coherency as a... Oh, no, honey, I thought it was you.
Maybe.
Everyone looks so similar.
Never
know. What do you want?
I wanted to flip this over.
Yeah.
Don't say, okay, so now you're a client of this guy. And you realize that the money that should be yours is now in his wife's dancing costumes and earrings.
Right.
What can a client do to protect themselves when they go get an attorney? Fred, this is your line of work. You know, everyone's seen it happen. What can clients do to make sure that everything that's happening is on the up and
up? Sure. Here's the first question.
They force him into bankruptcy.
No. Let me answer. I know that question. Answer. The first thing is when you hire your lawyer, like, for example, a personal injury lawyer, ask them, do you have malpractice insurance? A lot of them don't carry malpractice insurance because it's expensive. I know. Denise is like, what?
Wow.
But it's very expensive for a personal injury lawyer, malpractice insurance, because there's big money involved.
I can only imagine, right?
Ask them, do you have malpractice insurance? And a lot of lawyers, you'll be shocked, don't. And if
you don't, that would be a sign to maybe keep looking or think about it.
I mean, be careful.
You can hire who you want, but I'm just saying it's maybe something to consider in going forward.
That's exactly right. So, because if something like this happened, Denise, the insurance would cover it, the client, at least for the amount of money that they were supposed to get, depending upon the situation. Right?
Yeah, well, if they would have an exclusion under malpractice insurance if it was an intentional act.
Possibly.
And I think that that's what they are finding out with Mr. Girardi.
Maybe
they have also already exhausted insurance, because the amount of money involved
is a lot. No, you're right, Denise.
Gosh.
So that I'm giving you a general answer.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me, you got to delve into how much insurance you have. You know, I mean, look, you look into the reputation of the attorneys, and I'll tell you right now, the California bar has changed its rules about trust funds because of Tom Girardi.
They have, totally.
But it kind of makes all of us lawyers mad. Not that we weren't doing anything wrong. It's made it almost arduous of what they're making us go through now. It's like, oh, because you have one wackadoo that...
Well, they also separated the state bar now. So there's two state bars, if you will. One's a political function and the other one is a disciplinary function.
Right, right.
So now it looks like Girardi's case did have some impact.
Yes, it did.
Although those things happened before this case really heated up, I thought the state bar was really looking down the road and seeing that it was coming on them.
I think that if you go and you're going to hire an attorney, you want to ask if they have malpractice insurance. Another key question that you need to ask your attorney is, what's the gas mileage on your car?
That's exactly right.
Because again, and if you want to know what we're talking about, go back to hour number one and Fred's story.
Yeah.
Because if they know the gas mileage on the car, then they probably can't afford a very good car.
Exactly.
If they don't know, then that means there are assets there. I just keep thinking about Erica Jane, though. He gave her all this money to help her in her businesses. At what point in time, if ever, did the business ventures that he was, you know, pumping money into ever start paying for themselves?
Because
everybody's
didn't.
Like, oh, poor her.
25
she
billion,
this,
wasn't
this.
That?
No,
and
it wasn't billion. It was a million.
Million. That's
yeah.
25
yeah.
million.
I think
though.
It was 2025, somewhere in that range. Ooh. That was a loan, and it was being paid back. That's how come I think that her business was not taken out completely.
What was her business, Todd?
I don't know. I would love to
Erica
see.
Erica Jane.
It was Erica Jane.
She was
Jane
a dancer and a singer.
The mission statement of the business probably read something like, the mission of this enterprise is to spend Tom Girardi's money. And we did that successfully. Didn't turn a profit.
Well, you know, a semi-famous actress had a husband who did this for her as well. I say semi-famous, who came to my hometown with Nelson Riddle Orchestra, put on a full show with Nelson Riddle. You know, that wasn't cheap. And you know what the name of the actress was?
What?
Pia Zadora.
Wow.
Her husband thought her talent was so great that if he just got her on the road with Nellie Riddle, boom, she'd take off and like be a next superstar.
Especially
she didn't.
Cal, especially if she's up in Redding, California,
yeah,
she'll
right.
take off for sure up there.
Well, you would think so. She had a cousin who lived in the area, so she had a place to stay.
There you go. All right. It's time for what, Cal?
Yes, well, we all know what comes next at this portion of the big program as soon
yes.
as I can get myself together. And
yeah.
that, of course, is first takes, and so quick takes.
Quick takes.
Fred,
right.
go. You ready?
Can I go?
Yeah, go.
Here's the rule. Don't ever go against Clint Eastwood. After all, he never loses in the films.
Make my day. Todd.
They say diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Erica Jane just lost her besties.
Both of them, right and left, and Denise.
If you are going to marry a rich person, you better do a very thorough background check, because you could be subject to giving all the expensive gifts back, like Erica Jane.
Wow.
Well, we'll be back next week. Speaking of which, come back and be our gift next week, 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.